This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want here. We're launching into the second hour of the program. And we started the show with a disturbing news story about a Supreme Court case, 5-3 decision, where the court ruled that even though the police botched up their reason for stopping someone, in this case it was a man walking out of a suspected drug house, even though the police botched it up and illegally stopped this man, well, the subsequent finding of the warrant on which they then arrested him for some minor traffic violation that then led to him being searched, which led to the confiscation of some drugs.
Yes.
And ultimately
and
charges.
And paraphernalia.
Right, and ultimately the charges associated with those things that even though the police botched it up, you know, they were trying their best. They were doing, you know, their job.
And the prosecution admitted that the initial stop was illegal.
So the Supreme Court said that, well, just because they screwed it up doesn't mean that we should throw out all the rest of this evidence.
And we found out exactly why the stop was illegal. You had questioned Ian about why was it illegal. You can stop somebody. The case here from the actual, you know, ruling of the case, it says that the police officer should have asked the man whether he would speak with him. Instead, the police officer demanded.
Right, and earlier, and that's on page 11 of the opinion of the court, on the second page, it also says that the cop detained the man, which would mean that he would have reasonable suspicion.
You have to have reasonable, articulable suspicion to
but
detain
he
someone.
Didn't.
He only had this vague anonymous tip about a house and someone leaving said house.
And he specifically said he was going to stop the next person. So he testified at some point that it was his intention to stop the next human being who
after
left that
he
house.
Had spent, quote unquote, about 3 hours throughout the week observing the house.
Right. The fact that an officer says, I'm going to stop the next person who comes out of that building, I mean, that's just blatantly illegal to do something like that.
Yes.
You need to have a reason to stop someone, not because you want to find a reason to go and raid a house. That's not a legitimate reason to detain an individual. But let's continue here with Patrick. He's on the line in Arizona. He says he's a law enforcement officer, and he doesn't have the same it doesn't sound to me like he's got that same us versus them mentality. At least he's sounding as though he's got some humanity left inside of him, and I appreciate that, Patrick. You were going to explain to us the different rules that you have to follow when it comes to a use of force. Is that right?
Well, this is right off of the book, guys. It says use of force assessment and considerations. I'll do transports, too, so this may sound a little vague when we're transporting inmates to, the county jails and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to have ability. Does the subject have immediate ability to cause serious harm to you, oneself, or third party? Or if he is in custody, try to escape from a secure custody. In most cases, that's for somebody who is a little more psychopathic or is somebody that's able to do harm to somebody. The second one is opportunity. Does the subject have an immediate opportunity to cause serious harm, injury to oneself? Now, that's really important because part of us is to save that person or third party, which means he could take a hostage or possibly hurt somebody else on the street. And then it says also escape from secure custody. That's say if you've got a court bailiff or something that a guy has been found guilty and he's trying to escape from court. I hope that's clear because it's there. And then it says jeopardy. Is your life, third party, or public safety in danger or jeopardy? That's really important. Because if you're trying to save in a domestic situation, if a guy is going after his wife with a knife and you're pulling up on their house on a domestic and everything, he's trying to hurt somebody else, and you have to stop that. And it is your legal requirement of the cop to have to do that. And the last one is preclusion. And this is really important, and this is what I don't see in law enforcement with a lot of the new officers and veterans. We've talked in the past coming out of, Iraq, going into the police department, and they're a little more aggressive. Mm-hmm. Have you precluded lesser means to address the subject and gain compliance or to prevent harm, injury, or possibly this guy trying to get away from you if he's already done something wrong? And those are the main ones that we preach at our briefings. And you're absolutely right. There's a lot of gung-ho cops out there, and there's a lot of cops that are being constantly kicked out of the force right now because of use of force. And it's horrible on its experienced officers. I do believe the law is the law, but the fact that you're there for public safety and you're a peace officer first, and you're not to aggravate situations. I've had cops that I've worked with that sit there and argue after we calm down a situation, get so heated up in the situation that argue with the people that were doing it after we calmed it down, and then turn it all up again, you know.
They want to start a fight. They want to escalate the scene.
And get the suspect to take
a swing at them. That way they'll have an excuse to attack back and, you know, bust some heads.
Yeah, and, you know, and that in itself, that's why I love your program. You do get different views. Sometimes you really upset me on some of your views, but that's because I'm an older person, and I've seen a lot. But the one thing I have learned out there is, like you say, a detective is just merely a cop's a cop. Whether he's a detective, where he's a sergeant or anything, his first priority is out there to protect the public. That was stupid of him to go on his own to try to prevent this so-called drug house without a backup, without actually having tangible.
Well, he was on assignment, apparently,
like
in this case. But you know, I like where you, and I appreciate where you're coming from, the sort of old peace officer mentality. You mentioned the term peace officer. You don't really hear that very often these days. It's always law enforcement officer, which is a kind of a different mindset, isn't it?
Yeah, it's changed. I mean, I'm third generation law enforcement. My dad was a narcotics detective, and my grandfather was a Texas Ranger. The law's been always in my life, but there are, like you say, there are so many things changing out there. And the sad part is what's changing, too, is the mentality of law enforcement.
Yes, it is.
They're
and it's going towards...
It's a job. It's a career.
Yeah, I wish their first viewpoint was that they're supposed to be protecting people, because a lot of them seem like they're out to get the very people that they're protecting.
They are. I've actually got a question for Patrick. You said that there are things that we say that upset you, and I'm just curious what a couple of those might be.
Well, you know, being a little old school and everything, I've seen so much people hurt from drugs and stuff like that over my years of doing this and everything, and just families ruined and everything. I wish
families get ruined when people go to jail for having a plant.
Yeah, but also, well, the plants, I can understand your point. I mean, I don't there, but like you said, we're talking about methamphetamines and stuff. I've seen people try to use that as we just recently had a murder here in town where a child was killed, and the guy is trying to use methamphetamines as a defense that he didn't know what he was doing.
Well, that's not going to go anywhere.
Yeah, that's absolutely ludicrous.
And I don't mean anything bad by that, but
here's what I'd recommend, Patrick. We're not going to drag out the drug conversation here, because we got other folks who want to talk.
I appreciate that.
You know, if you want to talk about prohibition with us sometime, I'd be happy to have that conversation. Meanwhile, I'd like to recommend that you check out Law Enforcement Against Prohibition if you haven't yet done so. It's a website. You can go to LEAP, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, LEAP, www.ccc.cc. Thanks, Patrick, for the call and your perspective tonight. I do appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So the cop in the case that we were talking about originally, the Supreme Court case that has dramatically expanded police and their ability to abuse people, we'll talk more about what the cop did wrong here in moments and what are the rules as far as when you have to ID yourself to the police.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it! You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. 55-4. 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype username, lrn.fm. Enjoy all the features you'll find over on our website, freetalklive.com. The listeners like you get to create the content. Whatever you put there on the front page in our Reddit-based system, other listeners can vote it up or vote it down. You get to vote on other people's submissions as well, and it's all totally free. So go and get interactive at freetalklive.com. As we continue here, we'll go to your calls and thoughts, and then more discussion on the disturbing Supreme Court ruling that is pretty dramatically expanding the police's ability to make an oopsie that then results in you getting, arrested or charged with some sort of nonviolent victimless crime. We'll get back into that. But first, Tim is on the line in Wyoming. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tim. Hello, Tim.
Oh, I appreciate it.
Hey there. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello. Hello.
We got you.
Hear me?
We got you, Tim. Go ahead.
Okay, good, good, good. Thanks for taking my call. Now, I wanted to comment on something there's a news item that's come out, and actually I heard this on Alex Jones. You talked about Alex Jones and his wackoism or whatever. But anyway, there's things that he brings up that people do not bring up otherwise. So I want to talk about something that has actually happened. It happened on June 2nd in Idaho, and three Muslim immigrants, little boys actually, a 13-year-old, a 10-year-old, and a 9-year-old, took a little 8-year-old girl and raped her at knife point. Now this happened in Idaho, June 2nd. It's been basically covered up by the media. I just heard about this today, and I don't know where. Maybe you can look it up on. Maybe it's on.
I saw a story about this today saying that the claim that three Muslim or three Syrian refugees specifically raped somebody was a false story. There's absolutely no evidence that it happened.
Maybe that's the case, but at the same time,
But Alex Jones has the documents.
Okay, wait. No, okay. Where's the report? Who did you get the report from that you read? How's that?
I'm reading something right now from the Idaho Statesman where the prosecutor in the region is saying the story of Syrian refugees raping Idaho girl is wrong.
Okay.
So the prosecutor in Twin Falls, Idaho, is saying that there's no evidence that this thing ever happened.
Right. That's because the girl was mentally challenged. She's 8 years old, basically. She was born premature, and basically she's not all there. There were no witnesses to the crime, supposedly.
Statement by the prosecutor, there were no Syrians involved, there was no knife, there was no gang rape.
Right. Of course they're going to say that because they want nothing to do with anything like that happening. They don't want to talk about that. But
prosecutor, if there was evidence of something, why would the prosecutor say there's no evidence?
Because they're settling people by the thousands in small
towns.
This
is a ridiculous conspiracy theory, sir. I mean,
it's not a conspiracy theory.
This is a conspiracy theory. Your conspiracy is that the prosecutor is involved in some sort of whitewash or cover-up of an alleged rape.
The city council is denying that anything has happened. Now, this was a report that I just heard about. Now, Paul Joseph Watson, actually, he's one of Alex Jones' reporters, but he's actually also been quoted. He has stories that go out all over the place. His stories go on to Drudge, and his stories go on to all different kinds of sources. But, I mean, he has all kinds of sources, but he reports things before Alex Jones ever has them. Sometimes Alex Jones does have them afterwards or he has them at the same time. But what I'm saying is this, that the fact of the matter is that thousands, as I said already, thousands of refugees are being settled in small towns all over the United States.
What does that have to do with anything about prosecutor not charging someone for rape,
sir?
Hold
on. Hold on. I've got more information. This from KTVB, where they say that three boys, a 7-year-old, a 10-year-old, and a 14-year-old, are all alleged to have participated in an assault. Only one is suspected of having actually physically contacted the girl. Two of the boys are from Sudan. None of them are from Syria, and there was no knife involved.
I didn't say where they were from. I said.
And are we talking about a sexual assault or just an assault?
It just says assault.
Yeah, the mother, the grandmother, I think the grandmother was the one who discovered the girl in the laundry room where the boys had taken her. They discovered her beaten and bloodied, and they urinated on her afterwards. She found their daughter beaten, bloodied, raped, and had been urinated on in the laundry room, and there were no criminals, supposed perpetrators to be found. But the thing is, what I'm saying is this happened June 2nd, okay? And as I've said already, there are thousands of people from all over the world, okay? Not necessarily Islamics, not necessarily people that want to do us harm, but there are people that are just coming straight in from airplanes, not being vetted in any way, shape, or form, and just being settled all over the United States.
What sort of vetting should a 7, a 10, and a 14-year-old go through?
Their parents. They came here with their parents. They didn't come here by themselves, obviously. And this is what I'm saying.
You're dodging the question. You're saying people should be vetted before they come here. I'm asking you, the 7-year-old, the 10-year-old, and the 14-year-old that participated allegedly in an assault, what sort of vetting should they have gone through?
As I already said, Daryl, when their parents brought them here.
He's saying their
and
parents
I'm
should be
saying the are you alleging that the 7-year-old, the 10-year-old, and the 14-year-old are not people? You said everyone should be vetted. These are someone's. What sort of vetting should
you're
they
right,
go
you're right.
through?
You're right. You're right. Okay, they are people. They are people, and they should go through a vetting process, okay?
And I'm asking you, what should it be?
Well, I mean, obviously, they should look at the background of the parents, for one thing, okay? Like you can become a conservative after having liberal parents, or can become a liberal after having conservative parents, okay? So it isn't necessarily...
And you can become a libertarian after having parents that were neither conservative, nor liberal, nor libertarian, nor anything.
Well, now, wait a minute. Again, what about the background? I mean, how good of records are there for people in Syria? I mean,
people were from Sudan and Iraq,
and from a lot of places. Right, exactly. That's the thing. That's where people had to stay for weeks at a time at Ellis Island, and also at Angel Island in San Francisco, in the San Francisco Bay, before they were allowed to come into the country, before they were allowed to come in and breathe tuberculosis. Infected air, before they were able to come here and bring polio, before they were able to come here and bring all kinds of diseases. They had to stay in a place.
Fear, and more fear.
Oh, it's not fear.
I'm not interested in having a police state around to check out people who want to come to a more free place. And
it
the
is.
Fear
it's
about
free,
what might happen is not persuasive. You're right, it's not free.
If we
this country
borders,
is not free at all.
We don't have freedom at all.
Thanks for the call, Tim. That's a
ridiculous
statement.
We don't have freedom right now, and we've got something akin to a police state. You just want more of one.
Yeah. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can have all the borders you want on your own property. Go ahead, build a fence, keep people out, have fun with that. The rest of us should be free to choose, and you're not going to allow that, are you? It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines.
and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Look, even if the story was true about the supposedly Syrian 8, 10, and what was it, a 14-year-old?
7, 10, and 14.
7, 10, and 14-year-old. See, we had a guy calling a moment ago about this alleged story of an alleged rape, even though the prosecutor in the case, or is saying there isn't even a case, there's not a rape case.
They're saying that there was an assault, but only one of the three actually had physical contact with the girl. There was no knife, and none of them are from Syria. Like, the news report that Tim called in about is three Syrian refugees
raped a girl,
gang raped an 8-year-old at knife point. There was no knife. There
was no gang rape.
Was no gang rape, and there were no Syrians.
There may not have even been a rape because they didn't call it
might
sexual
not have,
assault.
Right. According to KTVB, there was an assault on a 5-year-old girl, reported sexual assault, but there's only evidence that one of the three had any physical contact with the girl.
Right. So
the two older boys, the 10-year-old and the 14-year-old, are from Sudan, and the 7-year-old is from Iraq.
But even if it were true that all of the original claims were made in the conspiracy theory version of the story, even if all those claims were true, it still wouldn't persuade me to embrace the idea of fear and, oh, we need to have the government vetting people. There needs to be checkpoints. We got to make sure that these people are okay before they come in here, because that is the excuse for a police state.
Right, and my question is, okay, well, what about the people that are born here that do horrible things?
Right, there's plenty of them.
Should they be deported somewhere before they do something horrible because they might do something horrible? We can do, you know, like some sort of pre-crime detection.
Well, right, he was talking about checking the backgrounds of the parents, as though that's somehow going to be a predictor on whether or not the children are going to be
right.
Problems.
And he also mentioned Ellis Island. Well, Ellis Island didn't open until the late 1800s. Prior to that, correct, there was no stop somewhere for 2 weeks. And initially, Ellis Island was a stop, tell us your name, we'll give you papers place. And then it became a stop, give us your name, we'll test you for these diseases and hold you here if we think you might have one place. And, you know, like I don't think that you need to have some sort of police state to wind up allowing people to come here freely. Oh. You want to talk about people that did some horrible stuff. There was a guy that is supposedly the father of this country that gave blankets covered in smallpox to natives. George Washington used biological warfare. He gave the natives blankets that had been contaminated with smallpox because he knew that they did not have the immune system to fight it off.
It's horrifying. Not afraid of what might possibly happen. The numbers, by the way, just don't bear out any reason to be afraid. We were looking at the Foundation for Economic Education's report last week, showing that after 4 years, they looked at refugees from different places. Iraq, I believe, was one of the places included in the study. They looked at the ones who were living in Colorado over 4 years, and they found that 90% of them are working more than 30 hours a week. 75% of them are like super well integrated into society after 4 years. And it only took a year or two for it to get pretty darn close to those numbers. So people who come here, most of them appreciate the fact they've been given that opportunity, and they don't want to botch it up. Now, some young boys are going to do some stupid crap like young boys tend to do.
Yes.
And the only way to handle a situation like that is to keep an eye on your... You said it was 5 years old. The conspiracy version said 8 years old. But either way, keep an eye on your kids.
Yes.
You know, don't leave them alone with strange young boys or whatever. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm. But it's fear that motivates people to embrace the police state. The fear of the boogeyman. Whether the boogeyman is the drug dealers or immigrants or refugees or Muslims or whoever it is that the boogeyman of the moment is, the state has to have that. They have to have some sort of enemy, someone that they can point to and say, see over here, these rapists, there are these murderers over here. They could be coming from anywhere. Oh, there's people around the world that want to kill you. They don't like you because you were born here on this plot of land. You're going to need us. You're going to need us, the state, the government, this coercive monopoly on violence. You need us. Yeah, sure, you don't like the taxes. We get you. We understand you don't like the welfare programs and all that. But you know what? You can't throw the baby out with the bathwater. There are scary things out there in the world, and you have to be protected from it. That's our job, is what the government says. Even though the Supreme Court, to come back around to the Supreme Court's decisions, the Supreme Court has said time and time again, the government has no obligation to protect you whatsoever. That doesn't mean some cops, like maybe the Patrick who called earlier, I think he might actually do his best to provide people with protection.
Yes.
But ultimately, the government has no obligation to do those things. So the whole idea that they're out there keeping you safe is ridiculous on its face. And the fear of what might happen shouldn't persuade freedom-loving people to abandon freedom. If freedom means something to you, then you should not abandon the concept because somebody's coming from another country who might do something bad to you.
Right.
When most of the evidence shows that they're fine folks who are trying to make a better life for themselves. And you're welcome to, again, jump in here and bring up whatever's on your mind. Your thoughts are certainly welcome. We've got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. But, you know, color me unconcerned. In a place like New Hampshire, where you can have the right to carry a gun or a sword or whatever pretty much kind of weapon that you want to, so long as you're not a felon, there aren't really problems with violence in this place. There aren't murder issues in New Hampshire or Vermont, which has even better gun rules, which is like virtually none. You can concealed carry a gun in Vermont without asking any governmental permission, and you don't have people getting shot down like dogs in the streets by dirty, vicious thug criminals.
And Vermont has never, in the history of being a state, never had such a thing as a concealed carry permit.
Mm-hmm.
Never. And most people are flabbergasted by that. They're like, what?
Yeah.
Because, you know, like the whole constitutional carry seems to have been a fairly recent thing to where I think Arizona was one of the first states to, in the last decade or so, adopt so-called constitutional carry. Although there are still certain places in Arizona where you don't have the right to carry without permits.
Yeah, I know a good story that I was being told. I don't know if I should say his name, but one of the state representatives here in New Hampshire was born and raised in Vermont. And so he was raised around guns and never thought you needed any kind of permit at all and didn't understand the concept of a gun permit. Went to New York on a visitation at one point. And
ruh-roh.
I don't think anything happened to him there, but he learned after, like, by talking to friends in New York, that I think they asked him about his gun or something like that. So it wasn't like he had a cop encounter, learned the hard way. But he was shocked to discover that there was such a thing as a gun permit and did not have any idea that by simply driving from Vermont to New York that he would become a potential felon just by having this thing, this piece of metal that he'd always sort of trusted his whole life. Was a real shocker to him. So the toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. Let's get back into this discussion about when the police can ask versus demand identification from you, because there is a difference, and it's important to know the difference. They haven't completely abolished this concept yet, although right now the Supreme Court is saying that if the police mistakenly demand the ID and it was illegal for them to demand it, and that ends up getting you arrested for some sort of warrant, apparently the Supreme Court thinks it's okay. So maybe the rules here are going to change. It certainly sounds like the courts are willing to look the other way when the police botch it up as far as demanding identification from people. But what should the rules be? How are they written? We can talk about that here. 855-450-FREE, and you can join us toll-free on Free Talk Live.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type BABE33 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code BABE33. At adamandeve.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injury. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
DarkCityDefense.com was born in Black Mountain, at the foot of the Black Mountain Range in North Carolina. From the Dark City, as it's affectionately been named, we've built an online firearms pro store that boasts a vast range of firearms, optics, and outdoor supplies. With aggressively low everyday pricing and a free gift pack with every firearms purchase, DarkCityDefense.com is committed to Tier 1 customer service and overcoming darkness by turning on the light of liberty. Find the light in our logo and find out more at DarkCityDefense.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Join us on the radio waves here toll-free, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Will the Dow tokens survive? Will the Dow thing, this new concept of this decentralized autonomous organization, will it ever actually be a thing and stop hemorrhaging cash? Well, that remains to be seen. But meanwhile, Jax is still a darn good Bitcoin wallet, and it is the one that we're endorsing here on Free Talk Live. It can give you access to your Bitcoin, your Ether, and Dow tokens. Jax.io is where you can go to download it. It's cross-platform, which means you can use it on Windows, Linux. You can use a Mac version. There's also browser plugins for Firefox and for Chrome, plus, of course, the smartphone editions for iOS devices and Android devices. So go to Jax, J-A-X-X.io. Super easy to back up and recover your funds. So if you lose your phone, no big deal with Jax. It's Jax's ultimate aim to build you a digital command center for your life, giving you control over coins, currencies, contracts, identity, and more. It's control in the palm of your hand, Jax.io. As we go back into the discussion that we started in the first hour of the show, Daryl, trying to differentiate and understand where and when the police can legally detain you, stop you, ask you questions, frisk you, these sorts of initiatory police contacts and stops.
And just for anybody that's just now tuning in, the legality of when they can do this stuff might not matter anymore.
That's
because
correct.
The Supreme Court ruled that, well, evidence can be introduced if certain things happen between the time of the illegal stop and when they find the evidence.
Right, and basically they said that as long as the police are
as long as there's something called attenuated between the illegal stop and when they find the evidence.
No, the attenuation was what they were saying was attenuation means reduce. So
they said that the when they found that there was the warrant, that attenuated something. So there was
that attenuated the connection. They said that attenuated the connection.
So as long as there's that between when they stop you illegally and when they find the evidence, then
as long as
it's
that attenuation
okay.
happens. I see what you
So as long as it's not, you know, somehow fruit of the poisonous tree of we stop you illegally and then a crack pipe falls out of your pocket, well, there was no attenuation between there, so that would not be admissible.
Maybe.
Based on on the current precedent, that would not be admissible. But if something happened between,
then it
could be.
So if there's a warrant, and as you pointed out, Daryl, there's likely a warrant out for a lot of people out there that don't even realize
In Ferguson, they said that of the 21,000 people, 21,000 people in all of Ferguson, 16,000 of them had warrants.
Crazy. So that basically means there's your attenuation on almost every case.
Yes.
So the court decided on page 11 of their 31-page decision here, the seizure does not simply occur because a police officer approaches an individual and asks a few questions, but these errors in judgment hardly rise to a purposeful or flagrant violation of the person's Fourth Amendment rights. So because the cop made an error in demanding identification from this person, demanding that he stop and talk to the officer, which was the illegal part. The cop wasn't supposed to detain this person because he had no reasonable suspicion, no reasonable articulable suspicion that the person had committed a crime or might have committed a crime. And so the officer detaining the individual, that was what was illegal about it. That's what should have resulted in everything being kicked out. But that's one of the things I wanted to clarify here. The folks over at FlexYourRights.org have a piece.
Just one more thing. The two paragraphs after what you just read, it said, moreover, there's no indication that this unlawful stop was part of any systemic or recurrent police misconduct.
Oh, my God. It happens all the time. Police harassing
But not by
people.
This officer in this town.
I
so,
see.
Therefore, not systemic or
thing
recurrent.
You know, we don't know how recurring they are because in other departments they may not have an official stop and frisk policy like they do in New York City,
right,
for instance. But that doesn't mean the officers aren't out going out on the streets and stopping young people or people that appear to be poor and not know their rights, stopping those people and saying things like you were talking about earlier where the cop phrases their request in a very demanding fashion. I'm going to have to ask you, show me ID. And then he's got his hand on his gun. I'm going to have to ask you, show me your identification. It sounds like he's demanding that you show ID, but he's just saying he has to ask. Oh, I just have to
ask. Well, he doesn't have to ask anything if it's a request.
Well, he would be saying he has to ask because it's the departmental policy that
he asks
for identification.
The law says I have to ask, I can't demand.
Right. Yes, under this circumstance where I don't have any reasonable articulable suspicion, I have to ask you to show me your identification.
Because if I demanded that you showed me your identification, that would be illegal.
It would be illegal, although apparently the courts don't
care. See this gun?
So that's how it works, and as the folks over at FlexYourRights.org point out, carrying an identification is generally a requirement if you're driving a vehicle or a passenger on a commercial airline. These requirements have been upheld on the slippery slope premise that individuals who prefer not to carry ID can choose not to drive or fly. From here, ID laws get more complicated. In Hibble versus the 6th Judicial District Court of Nevada, the Supreme Court upheld state laws requiring citizens to reveal their identity when officers have reasonable suspicion to believe criminal activity may be taking place. Commonly known as stop and identify statutes, these laws permit police to arrest criminal suspects who refuse to identify themselves when the officer has the right to demand the ID, which is when there's reasonable suspicion. Now, in 2013, 24 states had these stop and identify laws. Regardless of your state's law, keep in mind that police can never compel you to identify yourself without reasonable suspicion to believe you're involved in illegal activity. So this is one of the important points I wanted to really differentiate earlier, Daryl, when we were kind of in a disagreement over what the rules really were here. A cop can talk to you anytime they want.
Yes.
A cop can, if you're walking down the street, an officer can say, excuse me, can you stop for a moment? Or can I ask you a few questions? Or whatever they say. They can say, isn't the weather nice? The cop can say anything they want to that's a request if the cop stops you by force or seems like he's going to stop you by force or tells you to stop, then that's when he's going to need that reasonable, articulable suspicion. If that cop demands identification of you, he's going to need reasonable, articulable suspicion. But nothing legally would prevent an officer from walking at your pace along with you as you're going to where you're going and saying, hey, can I take a look at your identification?
Well,
nothing wrong with that.
There's legally. The reasonable person clause, and I forget the actual term, and I wish we had Melanie in studio because she could explain this a little bit better. But there is the thing of if a reasonable person construes something to be X, then, you know, it is generally considered to be that. So if a reasonable person considers a police officer walking alongside them saying, can I ask you some questions, to be, you're being, you know, sort of detained to ask or answer questions, then, you know, should the courts not look at that and be like, maybe you were being detained?
I've never heard of this before, the reasonable person exception, or whatever you call this.
Yeah, if a reasonable person construes something to be a certain way, then the courts generally have to rule in favor of how a reasonable person would perceive the thing.
Well, however it is the court determines reasonable. And this, in the case example given, they would obviously say that, well, by virtue of the fact that the officer is walking with you, you're clearly not
right,
being
but what
detained.
If he steps in front of you?
That would be more
and
of an indicator.
Can I ask you some questions?
Yeah, if an officer prevents you from going to where you're trying to go and basically conducting himself in a disorderly manner, because that is the definition of disorderly conduct, one of the definitions, is blocking someone on a public way, sidewalk, for instance, and preventing them from going to where they want to go, that's disorderly conduct. So in order for an officer to conduct himself in that manner, he would likely have to have some reasonable suspicion to do so. So how can you tell, says FlexYourRights.org, if an officer asking you to identify yourself has that reasonable suspicion? Well, remember, police need reasonable suspicion to detain you, so one way to tell if they have reasonable suspicion, or at least they think they do, is to determine if you're free to go. You can do this by saying, excuse me, officer, are you detaining me, or am I free to go? And then you'll get your answer. Now, if he is detaining you, you do have a right to ask under what, you know, what is the reasonable suspicion, officer, that you have to detain me? Have him enumerate what that is. To verbally let you know. And hopefully you're recording all of it on video so you have some evidence that you are asking these questions. That way the officer doesn't just make some crap up about, sure, he said I could search him.
Yeah.
Because video kind of changes how everything plays out. In fact, there's video of Shaquille O'Neal getting attacked by the police, and we can tell you more about that coming up here. Yeah, it's crazy. On Free Talk Live.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
Adam Kokesh has agreed to meet Bernie Sanders in any city in America on any day between now and the end of the year for a friendly debate on socialism versus voluntarism, in which Bernie can choose an objective moderator. To sweeten the deal, Roger Ver, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, has offered that upon completion of a three-hour debate in which both men have equal time, he will donate a total of $100,000 worth of Bitcoin to the charity of each man's choice, $50,000 apiece. Learn more at bernie.freetalklive.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you